12:60 to pledge is WPNW Zealand. Good afternoon. I'm Jason Craner here with Josh Elledge from Savings Angel. How you doing, Josh?
Excellent, Jason.
I was reading your article there in the Grand Rapids Press, and it is kind of a review of everything that you do with Savings Angel. It's about cutting your grocery bill in half, and you can do it not just by buying items on sale at the grocery store, but combining it with a coupon. You say there are four places to look for those coupons, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. And if you're not using these four locations where you can find coupons, you're just really throwing away money. I mean, buying products that are on sale, that's a great start. But really, I mean, we're just at the place, in the year 2009, you need to be leveraging all these places that are offering discounts, not just going into a store blindly. So here they are. Number one, you have manufacturer's coupons, and those could be found in your, usually the biggest place is your Sunday paper. However, Jason, I would say 95% of the coupons I redeem are over the internet. It's so easy. I've got a few computers here at our home office, and so I'm able to just print them all out. I put them in the paper slicer. If you've never saved a single coupon, you can be a savings angel, and you can save tons of money by just using all the coupons that we link to. Number two, going to be store coupons. And most people don't realize this. You can use a store coupon and a manufacturer's coupon at the same time on the same product. And store coupons are a great way. You can find those in the store flyer. You can find them on the store's website, sometimes in various places throughout the store. And third are loyalty cards. Like a CVS, for example, has their, you'll have the little red key fob or a little red card. And you want to use that every time you swipe because you save points. You get extra discounts off different products in the store. Again, these are generally things you can stack on top of manufacturer's savings, on top of store savings. And then finally, they're what we call Catalinas. They're receipts that you get at the checkout. And again, these are just more savings. Jason, there are times when I can go shop and I can redeem a rebate. I can get a Catalina. I can use my loyalty card. I can use a store or manufacturer's coupon. I mean, you're getting all these discounts stacked on top of each other, and it means multiple big savings. Now, here's an example. This week you can get free Keebler Graham Bites, normally $2.59. They're on sale for $1.67. Now, here's a case where you can use a rebate and a manufacturer's coupon at the same time. It's $1.67, great sale. You're going to be able to print out a 75-cent coupon from www.snackpicks.com. Now, in addition to that, there is a $10 rebate. When you purchase 10 Kellogg's products, you're going to get $10 back. So it's an average of about a dollar off. So your $1.67 minus $1.75 in discounts, and you're down to 92 cents. No, I'm sorry, you're down to free. You're better than free on the Keebler Graham Bites.
Deal number two this week.
Deal number two, you can get Pond's Towelettes. It's makeup remover. It's normally $5.49. It's pretty expensive stuff. It's for a 30-count jar, on sale for $2.50 at Meijer. That's a great sale. And to make it even better, you can go to savingsangel.com/coupons, and you can print off $1.50 coupons this week, which is going to make your final price $1. Jason, that's dollar store prices on Pond's Towelettes. That's a fantastic deal.
Yeah, that's one of those things that you save up, you put in the cupboard because that doesn't go bad. You save those up and use them, right?
Oh my goodness. Really a smart pledge listener would be one, they would print out as many of those coupons they can.
Right.
Maybe you've got access to two computers, you bring in four coupons to Meijer, and you're walking out with four Pond's Towelettes for a dollar a piece. That would be a really smart person who does that.
I don't know what I would do with them personally, but it's such a good deal, I might go buy some.
Save them for Halloween. How's that?
And deal number three this week?
This is perfect potluck dish food. If you don't have enough time to make your regular potluck dish, you can bring Betty Crocker's Suddenly Salad. You can make them in just a couple of minutes. Normally $2.49, on sale for $1.50 at Meijer. Here's again another case where you can use a manufacturer discount and a store discount. Okay, you go to MeyerMealBox.com. You're going to print off $1 on two coupons. Okay, it's going to bring it down to a dollar a piece, and then you're going to apply a 40-cent printable coupon. You can go to BettyCrocker.com is one of the many places that we've got linked to that you can print off manufacturer's coupon for Betty Crocker Suddenly Salad. That means now a dollar minus 40 cents, you're down to 60 cents a box. Now, think about this. If you're able to eat at potlucks, you're supposed to bring one dish. You bring maybe two of these. You've spent $1.20, and you've fed the whole family, so...
Let me tell you, Josh,
that's the way to win.
We have eight of those on our shelf right now from the last time. We've made it through the summer and still have eight left, and we have the company party here coming up, the end of summer company party.
The Crainer family is
bringing Suddenly Salad, I'll tell you that.
So is everybody else who works there, because they're all Savings Angel members. Yeah, that's going to be a fun company get-together.
Tell me how we can get involved with Savings Angel.
You want to go to 1260thepledge.com, click on the little button that says Savings Angel, watch a little video. It's going to explain exactly what we do, exactly what thousands and thousands and thousands of West Michigan families are doing. It just makes a lot of sense. School's back in session. Now is the time to get back on track. Summer's over, and it's time to really, really save your family a lot of money. And we're going to help you and do everything we can to help your family accomplish that.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Jason.